This is a Labor Day edition of Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. Isaac came to Arkansas last week. New unemployment figures were released, and there was a proposal to give some Arkansas companies a tax break. Roby Brock from our content partner TalkBusiness.net has this look back at the business and political news from the previous 7 days.
I'm Roby Brock with your Talk Business Update, a recap of the biggest business and political headlines of the last week. Entergy officials say more than 769,000 utility customers have been knocked offline by Hurricane Isaac in a three-state region that includes Arkansas. At its peak, early Thursday morning, Isaac left more than 769,000 customers in Arkansas, Louisiana, and Mississippi without power, making it the fourth most damaging storm in Entergy history in terms of outages. The only storms with larger customer impacts have been Katrina, Gustav, and Rita. St. Vincent Health System and the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences say they're exploring a potential affiliation as they signed a letter of intent. The move is a result of federal and state health care reform initiatives, which UAMS and St. Vincent officials describe as creating opportunities to improve and reduce each organization's health care costs. Windstream Corporation has been indicted on bribery and conspiracy charges related to a former Oklahoma school superintendent, but the company denies wrongdoing. Former Broken Arrow Superintendent of Schools Jim Sisney was also indicted in allegations regarding 2007 NCAA Final Four basketball tickets in Atlanta. The indictments outline a series of events in the early months of 2007 where Windstream identified its top sales customers for potential tickets and travel to the NCAA basketball tournament. All 8 metropolitan areas in or connected to Arkansas had jobless rate decreases in July compared to July 2011. Unfortunately, 7 of the 8 saw increases in the jobless rate between June of this year and July. During July, the lowest metro jobless rate was in Northwest Arkansas with 6.1%, and the highest rate was 9.8% in Pine Bluff. Arkansas' state unemployment rate was 7.3% in July. Arkansas Economic Development Commission Director Grant Tenniel told lawmakers that the state should consider eliminating the sales tax paid by manufacturers and other industries who upgrade their facilities. The tax break would affect state revenues by roughly $40 million a year. Tenniel said that the tax treatment has been cited by businesses as a reason to expand plants in other states instead of Arkansas. Governor Mike Beebe named Stan Witt of Austin as the new director of the Arkansas State Police on Monday. The announcement comes after Colonel J.R. Howard notified Beebe of his intention to retire. Beebe also announced that Ansel Lee of Conway will be the new coordinator for the Arkansas Office of Health Information Technology, taking over for retiring Ray Scott. Lee is currently the executive director of HIT Arkansas, a regional extension of health information efforts through the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. And business leaders from Northwest and Central Arkansas met a second time to develop an agenda for greater collaboration. The two groups met earlier this year in Fayetteville and Bentonville, with a quick outcome being a new marketing website to draw movie and TV productions to the state. The two groups met again last week in Little Rock and reported making progress on several fronts, including support for a highway tax proposal this November and a potential agenda for the 2013 legislative session. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business Update.